Hi, I'm Mark Thomas, one of the elders here at First Pres. When I began to consider the potential of our not holding our weekly worship services because of the coronavirus pandemic, the first thing that came to my mind was the advice of the writer of Hebrews, who tells the church not to give up meeting together, stating how essential community is to the life of faith. In the group I was in then, we began to strategize how we might have alternative ways to keep our community of believers connected through this period of forced isolation. One of the suggestions was this very thing: daily words of encouragement to help keep our thoughts on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. I went back to Hebrews chapter 10 and wanted to unpack the writer's call to connection and community. The writer of Hebrews begins in verse 19 that we should come with a posture of confidence, saying that, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God." That's some pretty solid ground we're standing on there. The blood of Christ reconciling us to God Almighty. In these days when the stupor, that's kind of what it feels like to me, wants to cover me, I can lift my spirit up when I know that it is God who is doing the persevering. It is He that is at work, not little old me. The writer of Hebrews then instructs us, saying, "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." If you're like our household, you know very well about the bodies washed part of this scripture. A friend of mine said he'd washed his hands so much lately that he found the answers to his 8th grade geography test. That's a dad joke for you, just for free. The scripture, though, said that we have full assurance. We need not doubt the faithful word of God. We live and breathe and have our true being in God. We can hold unswervingly to the hope we have. Nothing, neither the roller coaster of the stock market nor the sheltering in place, can take away our hope. Why? Because he who promised is faithful. Can I get an amen to that good news? The passage ends saying, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." So let me end by encouraging you that God is at work, and that he is the God that Paul describes in Ephesians 3, who is able to do immeasurably more than all we could ask or imagine. Be assured, be confident in God, and find his peace which surpasses understanding. Maybe pick up your phone and call a friend and remind them that they are loved. Email a pal and send them a loving emoji. Pass the peace of Christ in creative ways to encourage each other. We are a community here at First Pres. Let us demonstrate it with new creative ways of sharing our lives and our compassion with each other.